still kept us, you know, after they took us off YouTube. You know, we've got that happening. And so thank you to Red State Talk Radio. And thank you for the daily calls every day. I mean, you know, we need to know what to talk about. So thank you.
We really appreciate everybody, especially them, but mostly all of you, all of the people that are here with us today have been on an amazing journey. And we are so excited and happy to have traveled this journey along with you. And it is it's a humbling experience to sit here every day and get so much love from the audience and from all of the people across the world, not just America, across the world, fighting for freedom and knowing that America is the last bastion of freedom. If we don't stand now, if we don't fight now, we're not going to have anything to fight for. And that is a big part of what I think Q is about. And that's a big part of what this show is about. And I love working with this guy every day. And I don't mean to say that on the air. I did, actually, oh my where God. Am
I got it recorded. It's all recorded. Shady. Thank you, man. And it's been quite an honor with you as well. Look at all those 17s. Wow. That's amazing. Shady. Oh, wait, let me hear.
Big part of what this show is about. And I love working with this guy every day. And I don't mean to say that. Yeah, to hear it
again. And I love working with you, Shady Groove. It's been quite the journey. So fun. No, and you know, we've got a lot of support all around the world. I mean, you know, this is not just, you know, the US. This is a worldwide movement. And so Q posted for the very first time, basically, we're going to sort this out and look at the first Q post, Shady. Let's just look at it. This is 10/28/2017 at 16:44 and 28 seconds. This is the very first Q post responding to somebody anonymous saying Hillary will be arrested between 7:45 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday, the morning on October 30th, 2017. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, was she arrested? Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you can actually get arrested and not actually, you know, have it public news. You can be released on your own reconnaissance and all that other stuff. So, I mean, we don't know. We don't know if she was and we don't know if she wasn't. How's that? Does that make sense, Shady?
That does.
Yeah. So this is HRC extradition already in motion, effective yesterday, with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged effective 10:30 at 12:01 a.m., expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur. USMs, marshals, will conduct the operation while NG activated. Proof check. Locate an NG, National Guard, member and ask if activated for duty 10:30 across most major cities. But let's go to this next one, Shady. Why don't you read that one? This is the next one. 18:15 in the evening. You know, 10/28/2017, Shady.
All right, so this is 10/28/2017, 5 years ago today. Mockingbird, HRC detained, not arrested yet. Where is Huma? Follow Huma. This has nothing to do with Russia yet. Why does POTUS surround himself with generals? What is military intelligence? Why go around the three-letter agencies? And what Supreme Court case allows for the use of military intelligence versus congressional assembled and approved agencies? Who has ultimate authority over our branches of military without approval conditions unless 90 plus in wartime conditions? What is the military code? Where is AW being held? Why? Anthony Weiner. POTUS will not go on TV to address nation. POTUS must isolate himself to prevent negative optics. POTUS knew removing criminal rogue elements as a first step was essential to free and pass legislation. Who has access to everything classified? Do you believe HRC, Soros, Obama, etc. have more power than Trump? Fantasy. Whoever controls the office of the presidency controls this great land. They never believed for a moment they, Democrats and Republicans, would lose control. This is not a R versus D battle. Why did Soros donate all of his money recently? And why would he place all of his funds in ARC? Mockingbird. 10/30/17. God bless, fellow patriots. Q post number
17. Yeah, QPOS number two. So that's, you know, why would George Soros place all of his monies in an RC? He posted into a charity, guys, into charities. That's why we're foundations. We're looking at the foundations. This was our first clue. 17 days before Q posted, I think he, I can't remember the number, but he put a lot of money into these charities. So then let's go to Q post 3, 1029. This is the next day, but let's just go into it. Open your eyes. It finally came out that Rod Rosenstein and Bob Mueller were key players in the uranium scandal. They are involved in the uranium scandal. We haven't heard much about that lately, but are we gonna soon? Don't you think POTUS would be tweeting about the removal given clear conflict? Why did POTUS meet Bob under cover of the FBI director interview? Bob is unable to serve as director per the law. Gowdy comments on Comey. History will... POTUS has everything. Not everyone is corrupt. Fewer than you think. Follow Huma, Operation Mockingbird. Priority to clean out the bad actors and unite the people behind the America First agenda. Many in our government worship Satan. Not about Republicans versus Democrat at this stage. Where is Hillary Rodham Clinton? Why is the NG called up across 12 cities? Trust in your president. God bless patriots. So those are a few of the posts, Shady Groove.
And isn't it interesting to read that back now and to see that right there, right out of the gates, Q was saying something that's very, very important that we're still having a hard time today explaining to people. It's not about Republican versus Democrat. This is not about gaining more power for the Republican Party. This is about utilizing the Republican Party as a pass-through to bring the America First agenda forward. And that is really pretty well explained right there at the end of that, understanding that as we go forward, we are fighting for the Republic. We're not fighting for a party. And look at what you're seeing. The Democrats are willing to throw everything out that they have sacrificed to throw at this, to act this way they do in public. Now they're telling you the truth. After 5 years of Q, the media are acting in an honest fashion because they're telling you exactly who they are. They believe in CRT. They believed in defund the police. They believe in all of these things that you reject. And that is the conversation that we should have been having for a long, long time, but now we finally are.
Yeah. And let's keep going, Shady, with the Q posts until our next show, 1031. Let's just read through these posts. I think we might do this every day, Shady Groove. I think this is good. So let's go. We're starting from Q post 1. We're going to Q post 4 right now, Shady. Do you want to take it?
Got it. This was posted on 10/29, 2017. Some of us come here to drop crumbs, just crumbs. POTUS is 100% insulated. Any discussion suggesting that he's even a target is false. POTUS will not be addressing the nation in any of these issues as people begin to be indicted and must remain neutral for pure optical reasons. To suggest this is the plan is false and should be common sense. Focus on military intelligence, state secrets, and why might that be used as any three-letter agency?
What versus Supreme any three-letter? Wait. Versus. Used versus. Yep.
Sorry about that. Yep.
You're good.
What Supreme Court decision opened the door for a sitting president to activate? What must be showed? Why is POTUS surrounded by generals? Again, there are a lot more good people than bad, so have faith. This was a hostile takeover from an evil, corrupt network of players, not just Democrats. Don't fool yourself into thinking that Obama, Soros, and Ross, and Clintons, etc., have more power present day than POTUS. Operation Mockingbird, patriots are in control. Sit back and enjoy the show.
So, Q post 5 on 10/29. Follow the money. It's the key. What is the Pelosi's net worth by way of one example? Why, coincidentally, is her memory apparently going? And why was Paul Pelosi just beaten with a hammer inside his home? I'm sorry, that wasn't in there. Cover for possible future indictment to plead what? What if John M. never had surgery and that was a cover for a future out if needed against prosecution? Why did Soros transfer a bulk of his publics into a nonprofit? Note, this doesn't include massive slush funds that are pulled by several high ups. Why did Soros' son have several meetings with Canadian PM, and how is that related to the Clintons, Shady? Can you rely on being able to board a plane and fly away? Why is MS-13 a priority? Nobody got this. Could people pay such gangs to kill opponents, and why? How to insulate against exposure? The truth is mind-blowing and cannot fully be exposed. Also, many are thinking from one point of view, U.S. only. The evil is embedded globally. U.S. is the first domino. Have faith. Q post number 6, 10/29/17, Shady.
Some of us come here to drop crumbs, just crumbs. POTUS is 100% insulated. Any discussion suggesting he's even a target is false. Follow Huma today. POTUS will not be addressing the nation on any of these issues as people begin to be indicted and must remain neutral for pure optical reasons. To suggest this is the plan is false and should be common sense. Focus on military intelligence, state secrets, and why might that be used versus any three-letter agency? What Supreme Court decision opened the door for a sitting president to activate? What must be showed? Why is POTUS surrounded by generals? Again, there are a lot more good people than bad. So have faith. This was a hostile takeover from an evil, corrupt network of players, not just Democrats. Don't fool yourself into thinking Obama, Soros, Clintons, etc. have more power present day than POTUS. Follow the money. It's the key. What is Pelosi's net worth by way of one example? Why coincidentally is her memory apparently going? Cover for possible future indictment to plead what? What if John M. never had surgery and that was a cover for a future out if needed against prosecution? Why did Soros transfer his bulk public funds to NP?
Nonprofit. Note,
this does not include massive slush funds that are pulled by several high ups.
Arabella Advisors, Shady? What do you think? Could that be Arabella Advisors? Keep going.
Why did Soros' son have several meetings with Canadian Prime Minister, and how is that related to the Clintons? Why is MS-13 a priority? And could people pay such gangs to kill opponents? And why? How to insulate against exposure? The truth is mind-blowing and cannot fully be exposed. These people are evil. Operation Mockingbird.
Q post 7, 10/29/2017. Why wasn't HRC prosecuted for the emails? Put simply, Obama ultimately okayed by using the non-government email address to communicate with Clinton. Obama also had an alias along with each of his cabinet members. Therefore, indicting HRC would lead to indicting Obama and his cabinet, etc., which could never happen. Remember, he lied about knowing, but that ultimately came out in the dump. Poof.
Q post number 8. 10/29/2017 still. Huma, husband in jail? HRC, Muslim Brotherhood, or child? Very important right there. What would you do? Kiss your child goodbye and leave without a mother or father for Clinton? Where is Huma today? Was she with HRC on her book tour? Regarding military intelligence, state secrets, no FBI. POTUS installed his people within each top spot at each three-letter agency, except one. Good reason there, as Admiral R. kickstarted this and scrubbed all POTUS nominations to verify oath. Do you think they aren't in control of those respective agencies? What is most valuable? Information. AG sessions on leakers. Fire or prosecute. Reorganize is underway and happening. Coincidence? Senate Republican pushing for federal judge confirmation last week. Why are Senate Republicans dropping out? Not by choice, and were offered a choice? Rest assured, they will vote pro-Trump.
Number 9 on 10/29/2017, 5 years ago. We're going all the way to the 10/31, Shady, because that's our next show. And we're going to be going through these. I think it's important for people to just imagine yourself in 2017 getting this information. This is why, Shady, we have two full pages of attack ads on Media Matters. This is why we've been such a target. We followed the bloodlines and we followed the money. And you're going to follow right along with us because it's time. Q post number 9, 10/29/2017 at 2200 hours, 30 minutes, 26 seconds. Projection: D's can't lose control over the black population. At some point, the Great Awakening will occur whereby these false local national black leaders are corrupt and paid off to help keep the black population poor and in need. Democrats form the Confederate States against freeing slaves. Democrats form the KKK. HRC's mentor is who? What happens if the truth about Haiti is released? Do D's lose majority of the vote? Through the looking glass, they rely on the mainstream media to keep the narrative going, but tech is entrenching on their controls. They missed this in 2016 and desperately attempting to censor now due to CIA cash infusions. This will fail.
Q post number 10.
And real quick, Shady, I think you wanted to mention this real quick. So who was HRC's mentor? That's Bird.
Robert
B-Y-R-D.
Bird.
Yeah, Robert Byrd. Haiti. There's a lot of stuff in Haiti, guys. You know, Haiti is the Clintons' playground and the deep state's playground. And when a hurricane happens, emergencies, and they can do things to children easier because the ports are open. I mean, this is the research that we've all done. This is what they don't want you to know. Shady Groove, take it away. Q post number 10.
10/29/2017. Remember, the FBI and military intelligence have an open investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Why did Comey drop this? Who was the FBI director during the Haiti crisis? How many kids disappeared? How much money sent to Clinton Foundation under disguise of Haiti relief went to Haiti? What countries donated big money to the Clinton Foundation and why? How much was owned by Accepting? When she lost, how would this be repaid? What did Obama do with cash just prior to leaving office? Repayment to those who donated for favors? Access? Dig. Again, good people were forced into bed with this evil under personal and family threats. Could you live with yourself helping to cover up such evil, despicable acts if given a safe way out? These people worship Satan. Some openly show it.
Like, you can Google Hillary Clinton upside down cross and you'll find, or Chelsea Clinton upside down cross and you'll find it. Bill gave that to her. This is the information they don't want you to know. This information will change your whole entire belief system, but I want you guys to keep an open mind. Q post 11, 10/29/2017, 2300 hours, 20 minutes, 11 seconds. Key. Military intelligence versus FBI, CIA, NSA. No approval or congressional oversight. State secrets upheld under SC. Is that Supreme Court possibly? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or special clearance, I'm not sure. Who is the commander in chief of the military? Under what article can the president impose a military intelligence take over investigations for the three-letter agencies? What conditions must present itself? Why is this so very important? Who surrounds POTUS? They lost this very important power, the one area of government not corrupt and directly serves POTUS.
Q post number 12. Military intelligence referenced above is the absolute biggest inside drop this board will ever receive. Now think about why Antifa plays right into the plan. Always ahead. Good guys are winning.
Q post 13, 10/30/2017. 0-100 hours, 34 minutes and 36 seconds. Now think about the timing of POTUS traveling to China. South Korea, I've said too much. God bless patriots. God bless patriots. Q post 14, Shady, this is a picture. Let me just get this out over here. This is the next one right here. It's got, this is the General Washington crossing the Delaware in a Durham boat, Shady Groove.
It is, and we've referenced this post a number of times over the years.
Skiff. So you ready to go through it? Let's do it.
Skiff, military intelligence. What is state secrets and how upheld in the Supreme Court? What must be completed to engage military intelligence over other three-letter agencies? What must occur to allow for civilian trials? Why is this relevant? What is Flynn's background? Why is this relevant?
Let me interrupt. Is that Lynn Wood?
No, that's not Lynn Wood.
It's General Flynn, right?
General Flynn, yeah.
General Michael Flynn, 3-star retired lieutenant general. Got it. So what is Flynn's background? Go ahead.
Why is this relevant? Why did Admiral R. NSA meet Trump privately without authorization? Does POTUS know where the bodies are buried? Does POTUS have the goods on most bad actors? Was Trump asked to run for president? Why? By who? Was HRC next in line? Was the election supposed to be rigged? Did good people prevent the rigging? Why did POTUS form a panel to investigate? Has POTUS ever made a statement that did not become proven as true and fact? What is POTUS in control of? What is the one organization left that isn't corrupt? Why did the military play such a vital role? Why is POTUS surrounded by highly respected generals? Who guards former presidents? Why is that relevant? Who guards HRC? Why is Antifa allowed to operate? Why hasn't the Muslim Brotherhood been classified as a terrorist organization? What happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? We hadn't seen any of that in 2017. What happens if mayors, police, commissioners, chiefs do not enforce the law? Wasn't seeing any of that in 2017.
And January 6th.
What authority does POTUS have specifically over the Marines? Why is that important? This important. What is Mueller's background? Military? Was Trump asked to run for president with assurances made to prevent tampering? How is POTUS always 5 steps ahead? Who is helping POTUS?
Wow. And you know, this is interesting too. This is QPost 13-10-31, 2017, 2300 hours, 0 minutes, 47 seconds. There are more good people than bad. The wizards and warlocks, inside term. Have you heard Kash Patel ever use these? I think you have.
I have.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. The wizards and warlocks, inside term, will not allow another satanic evil POS control our country. Realize Soros, Clinton, Obama, Putin, etc. are all controlled by 3 families. The fourth was removed post-Trump's victory. 11.3, Podesta indicted. 11.6, Huma indicted. Manafort was placed into Trump's camp as well as others. The corruption that will come out is so serious that deals must be cut for people to walk away, or otherwise 70% of elected politicians will be in jail. You are seeing it already begin. A deep cleaning is occurring, and the prevention and defense of pure evil is occurring on a daily basis. They never thought they were going to lose control of the presidencies, not just Democrats. And they thought they had control since making past mistakes. JFK, Reagan. Godspeed, Patriots. P.S. Soros is targeted.
Post 16-10-31-2017. Get the popcorn. Friday and Saturday will deliver on the MAGA promise. POTUS knows he must clean house government in order to free up and demonstrate who has authority in order to pass important legislation. This was always the priority. Remember, AG Sessions cannot look like an impartial player that is out to get all former Obama team members, as we need him for other important work. All will come into focus, and for anyone to think POTUS is not in control is kidding themselves. Also, he's 100% insulated with zero risk of impeachment. Fact.
Wow. And he wasn't impeached. I mean, they did in the House, but he was freed from that ruling, Shady, in the Senate.
Yes, he was not convicted guilty in the Senate.
That's correct. 17. Why does this is a good one, guys. Why does Obama travel in advance of POTUS to foreign locations? Why is this relevant? Remember, Shady, we had that the peace dove goes boom and communism, mm-hmm. and they just fly all the countries, and they were probably saying, oh, we're still going to be communists. Don't worry. Sign here. Why is this relevant? Focus on the power of POTUS as it relates to the Marines. How can military intelligence be applied to prosecute bad actors and avoid corrupt agencies and judges? Biggest drop on poll. So at this time, it was on 4chan, correct?
Yep.
Above is the reason why the shills are sliding. In case you didn't know, shills log and send new info back to ASF for instruction. They use a 5-prong prepackaged injection. One post auto-generates four more at random designated times. Common drive of posts they all tap into. Since they misjudge the influence of the MSM, they are aggressively looking to censor throughout major platforms in exchange for CIA slush funds and worldwide access for expansion of said networks. Everything they do has been forecasted and prepared for. And that's it, Shady. We can stop right there. It's all the way up to Halloween. Happy birthday, Q. And I hope you enjoyed our little segment. We're going to pretty much continue doing that as we go. So on 11-1, we'll have another Q reading. And I think we need to expose what Q really is. You know, Shady, this show, myself, you, and everybody tied to us.
QAnon influencer in the Matrix, Shady Groove, MG Show, Melody Jennings,
everybody. We're just people that got some very incredible information and actually used our keyboards to look it up. Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting.
Exactly.
And the information that we have, Shady, the obviously, we have been over the target. Two full pages. If you go to Media Matters and type in the Matrix, there's two full pages of results.
Show them.
This doesn't happen. Bring it up. Accident.
Bring it up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bring it up and show them so they can see it, because we just got another one yesterday, and you read through it, and it reads through it like we're some sort of super high level intelligence agents that are out there obstructing America. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, the stuff that they're writing, but the fact that they're triggered tells us that all of us are doing our job right. We're waking people up, and they don't want people to be awake. They want people to stay asleep. They'd rather people just go back to sleep and not think about any of this political stuff.
So here you have it. Media Matters search term in the Matrix with three X's. There's the latest one yesterday. And also today on Alex Kaplan's Twitter, he brings up us with Tenpenny. Interesting, right? So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Page 2. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 26 articles.
26 articles. And that is a lot of ink, going all the way back to them being proud that they take us off Patreon, being proud that they took us down off of YouTube, being proud that we were censored from Twitter. Gotcha. Can you imagine living your life and being proud that someone else was censored? I don't care who they are or what they're saying. Can you imagine? Just think of that for a second. Imagine yourself being proud of censoring someone's ability to speak on the internet.
It's crazy. They're
proud of it.
And on 2/22/19, you know, we're in the Matrix. Twitter account was put on Hillary Clinton's targeted list. And Media Matters, if you do a search, there's two pages. It's two pages long. There's political articles, Hillary tweets, there's everything. So they've got YouTube, Twitter, three PayPal accounts, Patreon, Cash App, Venmo, Teespring, GoFundMe, Discord, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, a couple of them. Not to mention the attack articles written about Jeffrey Peterson and Shannon Townsend with the MG Show, Huffington Post, Daily Beast, Business Insider, Washington Post, Tampa Bay Times, New York Daily News, Daily Dot, Heavy.com, Right Wing Watch, Media Matters, NTD TV, New York Times, CBS, CNN, and many more. We've also had a lot of Twitter attacks under Kaplan, Rothschild, Will Sommer, Donny O'Sullivan. It's just been insane, guys. It's been insane. But, you know, obviously, we were the only Anons, and I'm going to say this proudly, Shady. Nobody talked about Pesor. I'm sorry. We followed the bloodlines, and you're going to find out what the bloodlines really mean. You're starting to find out with the case against, you know, True the Vote, with the cases against Melody Jennings and Clean Elections. You're finding out that it's funded by the funds that we just read over, the foundations, slush funds. Those are slush funds monitored by higher ups, okay? And you've got slush funds, allegedly slush funds, suing Melody Jennings and Clean Election USA. Votos Latinos, allegedly 1630 pop-up fund. The veterans women and the retired women, allegedly pop-up funds. These aren't even real. Mm-hmm. Mark Elias, funded by the foreign and domestic billionaires. So you're going to find out that about the Pesors. Q post 1970. Hey, Q, does P equal Pesor? Q reposted it. We were targeted because we talked about the bloodline, Shady Groove.
And it's very interesting because it's in the same vein. A lot of folks don't know the history about this, but when Fritz posted, when he published his book, The Bloodlines of the Illuminati, back in the 90s, he was attacked. He was attacked by the media. He was brought forward and put in prison and lawfared to the point where he decided to go underground for a while and not even talk, right? Even now. And you know, it's very, very interesting that anyone that brings this stuff forward gets this type of attack, and the ink that has been utilized, and that's, I know it's not ink anymore because it's in the digital realm, but still ink that has been utilized to attack us is really just, it should be what people look at to see who's telling them what's really going on, because nobody else is talking about this. Nobody else is talking about the bloodline. Nobody else talked about Pesur. No one would support us in our dig on it. We were out there on our own, and then everybody acted like we were somehow, a friend. We're the fringe conspiracy people, you know? So take that for what
you
will. Yeah,
we were attacked and even shunned by our own movement.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right? And, I'd just like to also, on Q's birthday, I'd like to thank Q for Q-ing our research. You know, it's almost like Q heard us, Shady. We did two Pesurs on the Q Lounge Live, and we said, hey, I said, Shady, maybe we shouldn't do it, you know? But he was, and then somebody that didn't like us pretended like they did, though, posted that on Twitter, and they were pissed that Q reposted it because that. So I just want to just go ahead and just show you the Qs. This was an indirect Q. This is a meme I made that Q used, side by sides. This is the Hillary Clinton top 200 list of people she wanted off Twitter. I'm in this list. And, you know, for those that think this war's fake or we're not considered a major threat, this is a direct attack by Hillary Clinton on Q and pro-POTUS patriots. I mean, this is no joke. So here's another one, because he said disregard. Another one with Hillary Clinton. This is, what an amazing coincidence. There you got Red Castle, Green Castle. There's my meme, Shady, with my little finger going,
That was such a great meme.
You know? That was cued many times. Their attempts to silence through print fail, and they now must include TV video. Why put so much attention into a so-called conspiracy theory? And this, we got sold out. She sold out to Jesus, and we got attacked by this, Shady Groove. And this was you were cued along here with myself by a beautiful, beautiful patriot woman, and then we got attacked by that. Thank you, Patriot. Here's a Zero Delta with my meme. There's little In the Matrix account right there on Twitter, Shady, and it says, "Well, it happened again." How many times did they post this? Amy Klobuchar announced that she's running for president, talking proudly about fighting global warming while standing in a virtual blizzard of snow, ice, and freezing temperatures. Bad timing. By the end of her speech, she looked like a snowman woman. And then, you know, keep going. So that's a Zero Delta. Very interesting. Nothing to see here. Here it is being used again. I mean, these are all the times. Then Q thanked the Anons who deciphered Red Castle, Green Castle with this meme. I love that meme. You know, this is, here I am again, Shady. Anon's new last march. There's your little In the Matrix right there, Shady. See? In the Matrix. I mean, you remember. You lived the journey with me. And you've seen the attacks. You've seen, I mean, obviously we're over the target, guys. Here it is again. The meme again, Shady. Q used this meme many times. Here it is again, Shady. And while I was doing the Pesur and Trust the Plan research, Q was cueing me with these. This one is Stacy Dash, and Stacy Dash, it's a kind of an indirect cue. Bless, there I am in the Matrix. You see, there must be something to it. I don't know. I got to tell you, Shady, this is the playbook. This is my first real cue right here. Do you believe in context? So they're talking about the playbook, Shady. And you think of context, nothing to see here. So not see playbook. Think of context, nothing to see here, not see, you don't see. And we were attacked by that same playbook, Shady. Do you believe in coincidences?
The and wrap up smear technique.
All that, yeah. This was my birthday, Shady Group. I was Anon, and this post actually unlocked a lot of our research as well. I mean, this right here is backwards in Fritz Springmeier's book about the bloodlines. And it's 7:49 and 2/12/2018 on my birthday. Controlling the crops controls the people, sheep. might be reaching, but throwing it out there. Coincidence, the Matrix movie grew people as a crop, used for energy, and controlled their mind? Sound familiar? Wonder where they derived that idea from. Now comes the conspiracy label. The deeper we go, the more unrealistic it all becomes. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Q. And that's our little Q segment. Happy birthday, Q. Without you, you wouldn't be here today, Shady. We wouldn't have the Q Lounge Live. You wouldn't have pestered me for 5 months to try to get online and talk about the Pesos. Maybe it wasn't that long, but it's all your fault that I'm here sitting next to you right here virtually from Florida to Oregon.
I think I can handle the blame from that. I mean, I know that it's heavy and it's a lot, but I'm pretty sure that I can handle the blame for that. And as you look back, as you look right there at what he just showed you, we're talking about the Q, we're talking about the posts, we're talking about the connections to the bloodlines and what Q was saying. And I want to maybe for just a minute speak to the people that don't really know anything about Q and don't understand it, or maybe think that it's crazy or it's ridiculous or whatever. I want to put it to you in a very, very simple terms. If you think that Q is a LARP, or if you think that Q is fake, or that you think that Q isn't real, or you've been told that Q is this or Q is that, let me explain something to you very clearly. If those things were true, then why would the media highlight it? Why would the media attack it? And why would you think exactly what the media tells you to think about something in any regard at any time for any reason? So you've already learned that everything the media tells you is inverted. It's a spell. It is a spin. It is backwards. So going from that logic, then what would Q be if you were to invert what the mainstream media is telling you about it? Boom. And that in regards brings us to the point. Donald Trump was behind Q. You can see from those posts we just showed you there, the beginning post, Donald Trump was behind it. He's the one that pushed it out. He's the one that authorized that release of information. The media can't acknowledge that. If they acknowledge that, then they acknowledge that Donald Trump had the authority to declassify whatever he wants. Remember, we're talking about this whole declassify thing right now, whether he does he or does he not have authority. Well, it looks to me like he had the authority because he put these posts out to us. So in tandem with that, what follow the bloodlines? Why does Donald Trump think that's important? Because the target in all of this is the Fed. What is the Fed? The Fed is the conglomeration of all the bloodlines into one big monopolistic company. Therefore, how do you take that down? The only way to take it down is to inform the public and get them up, get them out, get them active, and get them plugged in to the greatest information dissemination project ever authored on planet Earth.
And Shady, simple, really. You know, and Q, if fake or not, I'm a real person. You're a real person. You are you, and I am me. And you all listening and watching us out there right now, you are you. Press 17 if you've heard of Q. Because that's what Q is. It's we the people. John Q Public, maybe. I don't know. I'd like to thank Lincoln Lager. Happy birthday, Q. Love you guys. Boom. Thank you. I think I just followed you on Twitter as well. Kevin, Patriots are now in control in D.C. Panic in D.C. And then we've got Doug's World. Sing it loud. Happy birthday, Q, to you. Happy birthday, Q, to you. Sing it. Happy birthday, Q, you. Love you guys. And we just got word, too, that our, you know, your donations are specifically a blessing, and your prayers are even more of a blessing. But we just got word that we're going up to from $100 a month on Rumble to $500 a month on Rumble. So I guess it's a cost of doing business, but we can't break. We have to pay for the data storage, and we're already burning through half of that $500. They've actually been very generous. And but we did get charged for this month for the full 500. If we were already half the terabit storage, and if we go through another half of what we have already gone through, it's going to raise to 1,000. But we don't want to move our videos. We want to stay right here on rumble.com. And we need you, and your donations are going to help us do that and stay that way. It's a cost of doing business, but we're not going to move to another platform, move our videos off the platform. We can't. I mean, this is history, you know, and you're making history along with us. We're making history every day right here on the MG Show, Shady.
Yeah, and we've, you know, spent a little over a year now trying to gather you guys back up. A lot of you that came over here from YouTube, thank you so much for looking for us and trying to find us. Again, we could have never imagined going into this. I mean, personally, from a personal perspective, it may be naive, but, you know, honestly, you didn't really think that these big media tycoons would start taking people down, because in your mind, you view it as like, well, if they start taking people down, well, then you're telling people what to go look at. But they were so effective with being able to utilize all the platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all at the same time to remove this information. And the reason that they had to remove it is because we couldn't be kept quiet. They couldn't stop us from going to Chuck Schumer's Twitter. They couldn't stop us from going to Jack Dorsey's Twitter. They couldn't stop us from going to Bill Gates's Twitter or any of these politicians that are out there that have accounts and telling the truth underneath their post. And then the politician would see the post, the truth under their post, and be like, no, 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 you got to take that down. And they were doing this over and over and over again. And so what did they do? Blanket censorship to everyone who was speaking about Q. Not blanket censorship to everyone speaking about Bigfoot or UFOs or flat Earth, but blanket censorship on anyone talking anything about Q. And all of our research, years worth of research, literally, that is violence, guys. Censorship is violence, and people don't realize that or recognize the impact.
You know, and that's true. And you know, and you know, if we're just such a conspiracy theory, you know, why attack us? Even to this day, even today, Alex Kaplan put us up with Sharon, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Shady.
Why is he doing that?
Because another QAnon. I don't know, Shady. It's all stupid. This is it too. This is the newest one today. Basically, True the Vote, Melody Jennings, Clean Elections USA, and the QAnon Influencer Collective, we the media, are collaborating together. It's given a major boost to the collective, to collective's political influence, Shady. Boy, only if you knew, Alex Kaplan. Only if you knew. Oh, I tell you. And he said this: I don't think people have realized how much True Social has networked and boosted the election denial and QAnon movements, and particularly the growing connections between the two in recent months. You know, True Social has, and you know, I want to make sure that people understand with the Q posts. You know, we need to understand what that means. We've got a lot of stuff happening right now. With, you know, Dorsey, you know, he freed the bird, allegedly, right? Let me just get this out.
Elon.
Help me. Go ahead.
I was going to say you said Dorsey, but I think you meant Elon. You're headed to Elon stuff, I think, right?
Thank you. Yeah, and, you know, I was just trying to do three things at the same time. But here's what I want you to do. This is QPost 38. This is the 2nd of, it's 11-7, November 2nd, okay, 2017. Now, this is what I want you to do. Understand. Prepare for messages of reassurance based on what was dropped here to spread on different platforms. The calm before the storm. Now, we now have another post saying we need a new platform where patriots come together, free-thinking patriots, all that stuff, Shady. And those people are on True Social. That is the new ship, right? True Social.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter's opening up. So, Real MG Show. Twitter. Okay. Got that, Alex? Let's see if he can censor us now.
That's a good little test. Let's make a little test run. Very good idea. Come on, Alex. Yep. What you got?
Let's go. Let's bring it. And Shady, with that, you know, let's just, you know, this is a happy birthday to Q. We love Q. We've got a lot of information that we want to share with you. So please, Brighteon, and we're going to be leaving you here in a few minutes. You know, continue coming to us. We're going to be doing this, you know, pretty much every day on the day Q posts 5 years ago. And we just started with Q post number one. And we ended with, you know, and if you want to read them yourself, QAGG.news, Shady.
Boom.
And I know we missed, we missed Shady. QAGG.news.
QAGG and Q Aggregator, both of those are now the same print of a site. But
QAGG.news was, he had Q Aggregator for a minute, you know, until he could actually get the news back up. Pretty weird, huh?
Oh, right. The platform as he was redoing it.
That's right. And I want to end with this, guys. We're going to come back in hour number two. You're going to want to hear this. Brighteon.tv. We've got great news coming up on the other side, guys, of Greg Phillips. We've got news, maybe not great, but we've got news. Greg Phillips, we're going to go over that.
A person's
But we're
going to
talk about this. Shady Groove. See you in an hour or two.
Vote.
See you in an hour or two, guys.
Two. Monetary value. Tax contribution. Three. Why is free thought ridiculed, challenged, and threatened when a person is opposed to the mainstream narrative? Two, remains fixed degree allowable by economic recession and expansion. One, remains a variable. One, dependent on a controlled system of information dissemination. What happens when 90% of the media is controlled and owned by six corporations? What happens when those same corporations are operated and controlled by a political ideology? What happens when the news is no longer free from bias? What happens when the news is no longer reliable and independent? What happens when the news is no longer trustworthy? What happens when the news simply becomes an extension arm of a political party? Fact becomes fiction. Fiction becomes fact. When does news become propaganda? Identity creation.
How does the average person who is under constant financial stress by design find time to research and discern fact versus fiction? Majority of people more prone to believe someone in power sitting behind a big brand news name. Do people, human psyche, tend to follow the majority mainstream viewpoint in fear of being isolated and or shunned? Mainstream is used for a reason. Dominate trend in opinion. If a majority of people believe X, then X must be validated true. Why do mainstream media heads within different organizations always use the same keywords and or catchphrases? Coordinated? By who? Outside entity providing instructions? Do they count on the fact that people, human psyche, are more prone to believe something if heard over and over again by different trusted sources? Do echo chamber tactics provide validation credibility to the topic, point being discussed? Threat to intellectual freedom? Would control over of these institutions, organizations, allow for mass control of population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Read again. Digest. Would control over of these institutions, organizations, allow for the mass control of population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Logical thinking. Why, after the election of 2016, did D's and media corporations jumpstart a coordinated and planned divisive blitz intended to create falsehoods regarding illegitimacy of election? Character assassination of POTUS through sexism, racism, and every other ism. Pre-post 2016 election, why were violent masked terror orgs such as Antifa immediately created and funded? Why were these organizations tasked with immediate intimidation, shutdown of any pro-POTUS rallies and or events? Why were marches immediately organized to counter and silence pro-POTUS rally and or events? Why were marches immediately organized which divided people into sex, gender, race, ism? When you control the levers of news dissemination, you control the narrative. Control of the narrative equals power. When you are blind, what do you see?
They want you divided. Divided by religion. Divided by sex. Divided by political affiliation. Divided by class. When you are divided and angry and controlled, you target those different from you, not those responsible controllers. Divided, you are weak. Divided, you pose no threat to their control. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or stable livestock kept sheep. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. This represents a clear and present danger to the constitutional republic of the United States of America. Q.
Decide for yourself. Be free from outside opinion. Decide for yourself. Be objective in your conclusions. Decide for yourself. Be true in your own beliefs. Decide for yourself. Be open to following the facts. Decide for yourself. Be strong in defending your beliefs. Decide for yourself. Be resistant to blindly accepting factless statements.
Those that attack you, those that mock you, those who call you, those who control you, those who label you, do they represent you or do they represent themselves in some form? Mental enslavement.
The Great Awakening, Freedom of Thought, was designed and created not only as a back channel to the public, away from the long-standing mind control of the corrupt and heavily biased media, to endure future events through transparency and regeneration of individual thought, breaking the chains of groupthink, but more importantly, aid in the construction of a vehicle, a ship that provides the scattered free thinkers with a starter, new social networking platform, which allows for freedom of thought, expression, patriotism, or national pride, feeling of love, devotion, and sense of attachment to a homeland and alliance with other citizens who share the same sentiment. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or the stable. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that position regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. When you are awake, you are able to clearly see. The choice is yours and yours alone. Trust and put faith in yourself. You are not alone and you are not in the minority. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. Where we go one, we go all. Q.
The entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. We're all bound by a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule, a feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question. Put simply, that people are being abused by those in power and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord. Give me liberty or give me death. For far too long, we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend liberty and freedom to deteriorate. We became divided, we became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope, made false promises. The evil and corruption only grew.
This is more than party politics. This is about restoring old glory. This is about saving our land and our people from those who wish to harm. This is about preserving our republic. This is about preserving our safety. This is about restoring our strength. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about protecting our children. This is about saving America.
We are all God's children. We are fathers. We are mothers. We are daughters. We are sons. We are brothers. We are sisters. We do not look at race. We do not look at skin color.
We are united in these states of America. We are and will always be patriots. We must rise again. We must unite again. We must fight again for God and country. God bless America. Where we go one, we go all.
All right, guys. We'll see you on the other side. God bless you all. Where we go one, we go all. Happy birthday, Q.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groom Show on Red State Talk Radio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
Struggle Jennings, Caitlin Curtis, God, we need you now.
The world getting crazy, baby, chill. Don't medicate, just meditate. You waking up now, well, baby, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on, let it resonate. Accelerate, find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate. Separate and segregate. Don't celebrate quite yet, the storm is coming. Cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate. Instigate and penetrate. The values of our country and our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight. Pulling out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate. Intimidate through fear and force. Forcing us to sit and wait. Till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate. Praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on these streets of blood till I see the golden gates. Troubadour and troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blades out, cut the grass till we see the serpents.
One day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digested. Suspected something's going on, but chose to just neglect it. deflected by some breaking news. Oh, we just accept it, expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective, but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed, blind, not a sheep. Only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take it on the cheek. Drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm gonna start resisting and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
We need you now.
We need you now.
We need you now.
We need you now. One day. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. You now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Wow. We need you now. We need prayers for everybody that's putting themselves in harm's way. Physically, spiritually, and lawfarely. God, I love that song, Shady Groove. Welcome back to hour number two, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I hope you guys enjoyed our little tribute to the Q movement, to what it is that we know to be true. The future is right in front of us. The future is bright, everyone. The future looks bleak in this moment. But the reason that the future looks bleak is because that's the only way we could bring a huge majority of people to this conversation. And by looking at the current polling trends going into November 8th, it's looking pretty good, guys. But keep it up. Don't take your foot off the gas.
Karen, Kino, love you. Happy birthday, Q. We are going to keep you guys right here. Thank you for all you do. Much love. 117, Kino. Aww. You've been doing a great job over there in Michigan. God bless you. And your son.
Little investigative reporter over there.
Yeah. Ace, X47. What's up, brother? 1 Corinthians 127 KGV, KJV. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Great verse. Demos, we are researchers who deal in open source information, reasoned argument, and dank memes. That's right, because the left can't meme, can they? We do battle.
They're terrible.
Ideas and ideas only. We neither need nor condone the use of force in our work. No violence. Blessed beyond belief. Christian Supreme. Much love, Jeff and Shannon. Thank you for all you do. Where we go when we go, all kingdom lifestyle. Be the light. God bless you, Christian. Thank you for that presentation today, too. I did retruth that. CJ Blodgett. Happy birthday, dear Q. Hurrah for the flag of the free. May it forever wave. Save America. Thank you, MG Show. Thank you. World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation. That's a quote from Marshall McLuhan. That's a very good quote, too. And, it, you know, that's rings some truth there, too, my friend. Thank you, guys. And if I missed any of you, thank you so much. Again, costs are going up. Yay. But it's a cost of doing business. And we want to keep the show on the air. And, you know, with you, we do it. We're not sponsored by
Lucifizer.
Ah, that's right. That's right. And MyPillow.com, use code MGShow. Flynn is hanging out right here, my dog, on his MGShow dog bed. It's very good. Get some sheets, get some towels, do something like that. What is it? What's the number, Shady? Do you know 800-473-8730.
Yep.
Yeah, you got it for me. Thank you so much. And by the way, this shirt, it shows my green screen. Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
One of these. Get over to the MG Show merch, mg.show/.
Mine works. Right, John. See, it works.
Slash fine. What?
What's wrong with yours?
Slash shop?
I said mine works.
No, I'm asking
slash about shop.
Get a shirt.
Slash shop. I'm showing you my shirt. You want to show your shirt? I show my shirt.
Mine's weirder, though. Yours
is see-through. I can see your innards.
Ew, you can see right through me. That's kind of weird. Whew. Yeah, we picked a great color for our logo, didn't we, Shady?
Yeah, we really did. We didn't get blue screens. We got green screens.
I know, right? It's so crazy. Yeah, Godly Icon, thank you guys so much. If people think people are profiting off this movement with all this censorship and all the Cash Apps taken away and all the, you know, it's ridiculous. I'm telling you, nobody is profiting off this movement. I'll tell you that right now. I used to make a lot more money, but I chose to do this with you, Shady.
I was going to say, were you attacking me?
No, I'm just stating that, you know, people are like, oh, you're making profits. Nobody's making a profit. Oh. Believe me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, believe, you know, the only argument they have is the communist argument. And if somebody wants to stand there and make a communist argument against me working every day, then more power to them. Hang out in your basement like Joe Biden. We'll ignore you and move on without you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and people, you know, it's funny, you know, people have, you know, really taken to that, you know, PAYTRIOT thing. I think, you know, we all did at first. It was kind of crazy, but, you know, this is America. If you're not socialist, if you're not communist and you want to help this show out, we thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts, because we are just we the people. We're not funded by Fox. We're not funded by Lucifizer. We're not funded by anything but you.
Can I take a minute and explain that real quick to some people that may not understand what you're even talking about there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened was in February, March-ish, Q started pointing to Alex Jones and started pointing to Free Speech Systems LLC and telling us to make the connections to those things. And as people started to do that, Jerome Corsi, who had infiltrated the movement, was working with CBTS and actually leading the people astray on his quote-unquote decodes of Q. We could obviously see that he was saying things that weren't accurate about what Q was saying, because the research that we were doing in real time, and Q was noticing that this was going on. And so Q addressed it and made reference to the patriots in this movement who are attempting to usurp Q, rebrand as their own. Who was doing that? That was Alex Jones doing that, as he was bringing in this guy called Zach or something and saying that he had talked to Q and Q was going to be giving him updates and letting him and his team know what was going on. So Q needed to put that narrative to rest. He needed to get that contaminated aspect of what was going on out of the system. And so that was who the post about a patriot, PAYTRIOT, was directed to. Q, right after that, responded back and telling us that there is nothing wrong with people who are journalists making money, being journalists, reporting about Q. The issue is if people are utilizing Q and lying about it and making money off of it, here for the JFK Jr. is still alive narrative, or the they're all clones narrative, or they're all locked up in Gitmo narrative, or the deep underground military operation narrative, all of these different things that you've witnessed people say in public to make money off of, those people are the ones who are, quote, usurping Q. And I could go down the list and name a few of them. I don't really need to do that right now. Your discernment should be your discernment. But the reality is that post, that phrase, patriot, was directed towards Alex Jones and the like in the alt media, not towards citizen journalists who wanted to come out and talk and be public about what they were seeing with this phenomenon called Q. So that's a little bit of a brief synopsis of why these communists think that people earning a living is somehow something to look down your nose at.
And I was hoping Yeti would flash this when you were talking about a 1366. I don't think it would be fair to say that a journalist can't make money when covering Q, but that's the difference. A journalist covering Q isn't necessarily usurping Q. The patriots in question were trying to usurp Q. This video explains what happened very well. It certainly cleared my head about it all. This video is gone. I do have it archived. Maybe we'll play that. It talks about Alex Jones and Jordan Sather on Alex Jones and how they reacted to him. Very interesting, Shady.
So right here we are, 5 years later, and we've got, I'm going to announce it, we've got Johnny. Johnny is in the chat, and Johnny is calling us patriots in the chat. So if you're reading the chat over there, Johnny doesn't like people who are doing something productive for this movement. Johnny wants everybody to be quiet. Johnny doesn't want anybody to sell a shirt. Johnny doesn't want anybody to explain Q. Johnny wants everybody to shut up. Jeff and Shady will not be listening to Johnny.
So if you want to donate, do it for Johnny.
Yes. Do it in the name of Johnny.
Do it for Johnny. So we got a $20 Rumble Rant. Stefan on $20 is $20. I love you, Steph. We donate because we love you. Happy Q-versary. Nothing can stop what's coming. $1, Zach, not a commie. Thank you. And those wood shavings make a wood pile. Thanks, guys, for keeping it real. 17Q MAGA, and that's Ducks AS44. I love that. Ace4X47 says, communism is a violation of the Ten Commandments. Theft implies private property therein, voiding communism at Demos. We got another one. Sure Wilma, not a commie. Thank you very much for being not a commie. Linda Hassler, all American here. Challenge accepted and passed on. Karen, not a commie. We knew you weren't a commie. P-I-C-H-E-G, Pitchig. Thank you, not a commie. Effectual Insurrection, thank you so much. Can't stand commies and ignorant people that choose not to read or do anything research before formulating an opinion. Get them, Shady. For Johnny, 17 times 2, $34. Wow. Thank you, guys.
See, look, Johnny can be inspirational and a commie. It's crazy. Look how we can turn it around.
We'll do it for commie. Johnny. Same thing. Johnny, never mind. Johnny. I love it. Again, we got Rambler, not a commie. We got White Wiz, $20. $20. James, love you. Blessed beyond belief. Much love, Johnny. MKL, China is. Oh, Shady, you got to say it. You got to say it. China is. And Johnny, too.
Asshole.
Oh, boy. You didn't do it with the.
I would have to go find it.
All right, I got it. But, you know, this is funny. So, you know, Media Matters doesn't want me. Yep.
Check. Is it there? Oh, I thought it would be there. Nope, I don't have it.
Let's just continue because we missed it. I just thought maybe you had it, but it's good. But we remember Chinese. Yeah, you're good. You know, so we just want to just let you guys know that, you know, we've been under attack. People don't want you to hear us. People don't want you to be heard because you are part of us. You know, right. If you're in on through social accounts at Shady Groove with three O's, at In the Matrix with three X's, at MG Show, at Wet Yeti, at UC Nothing, at Rudy Rooster, at Gem Comms, you know, all the people that we love and adore. If you guys post news, it might be on this show. So it's you. I mean, we are a collective. t.me/MG Show. You know, we are a collective, Shady Groove. We are together. Where no one is above the other. But we need you to help do this every day. I mean, we got bandwidth, we got servers, we got Yetis, we got all this stuff, Shady. But we're blessed beyond belief. God bless you both. $17 from Gentrid 48. Thank you for True Freedom, not 5x5 with Johnny 5.0. Remember that, Johnny. Kima, not a commie, not a bad either. Me either. God bless you. $5.
Thank goodness.
I love you guys. So So you know, thank you very much, guys, for understanding who really was trying to usurp the movement. And, you know, Media Matters doesn't want you heard. The Wall Street Journal doesn't want you heard. You know, Twitter didn't want you heard. Maybe we're going to be heard on Twitter again. I don't know. Remember, our place of gathering is Truth Social. Okay. And we gather and like-minded patriots are all together, except for the trolls like Johnny may be on there. But, you know, we're on together. And then we take that information, go to our Facebooks and we go to our Twitters and we go to our whatever other platform you're on. Guys, you know, this is where it's going to go. You know, if you read the Q post, it says, do not retreat from the battlefield. But people did. And that's okay. And people were kicked off and all that. McBear, not a commie. Not a comma. Grammar humor. Keck. That's funny. Vito, 1327. I am not a commie. And the cabal's worst nightmare. Where we go, one, we go all. Patrick J17. I'm not a commie. Love you guys. We love you, Patrick. You know, and that's the kind of stuff.
I think there might only be one commie in that chat.
Johnny.
Yeah, I think Johnny's the only commie.
Yeah. So if you want to do it for Johnny,
ladies,
go ahead and give us a thing. Here, check this out, Shady.
Boys and girls, put your hands together for the one, the only InfoWars starring Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer.
Q. Because I said I talked to Q. You know, I had the founder of Q at my house about 2 years ago, and I really should have hired him. Oh, this QAnon, this is a good thing. You know, this is people inside the U.S. intelligence. And then this morning, I was talking to one of those guys, not Zach, but another person while they were playing golf. They're like, yeah, no, we were involved in that earlier, just putting down our comments on what's going on, but we haven't been in control of this for months.
Now, if Trump didn't know about Q or had nothing to do with it, folks, he would have outright denied it right there.
And the light bulb went, boop, Q. And I just sat here Sunday right front on air and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Because people have already been brainwashed by it and they'll think I'm calling them an idiot.
Alex Jones is Q. Alex Jones has always been Q. Alex Jones will always be Q.
We have Q, and it says you're a traitor.
Captain Roy.
You are Q, but the Q stuff is just force-fed and attacks me constantly. I give them till next Tuesday to come out with it all, or I'm going to expose it next Wednesday. There.
Welcome to the circus.
This is not fantasy land, and I risk my life doing this. This isn't breadcrumbs and horse shit.
Ladies and...
I'll just leave that there. I have no comment.
I'll let that roll. I think it speaks for itself.
Thank you, Captain Roy. We appreciate that link in the chat. I had to play it.
I love Captain Roy.
It is what it is, man. You know, and you know, he is what he is. Whatever. So we got Ain't No Commies here. Boomer17. We love you. We got Boomer17, Ace X47. Y'all should go back on Twitter now. Elon Musk bringing in the sink. Real MG show. Then we've got Patrick J. I'm not a commie. Love you guys. Y'all should go back on Twitter. Wait, okay. Palm Tree 2645. Happy birthday, Q55. Thank you guys. Oh my God. Hey, lady. Commie Johnny W has left the building with a $300 Rumble rant. Oh my God. Get God bless here. You. Get out of here, Johnny. Rudy Rooster. GTFO. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Johnny. Good idea. I'll support the guys. Rudy Rooster, you do not have to do that. You work so hard. One of our mods at t.me/mgshow and Master Sauce Getter. If I say something, Master. Let's see. Rudy, Telegram link to the Patriot reading video. Let's see how fast he gets it into that comment, Shady.
Well, remember, you're on a delay.
I know that. I'm just, okay. I knew.
Don't hold it too close to the fire.
Don't know that I know stuff.
Well, so yeah, I know that you don't know stuff.
You post 5/5. The Twitter post 5/5 was on November 2nd. November 2nd is 5 years and 5 days from the first Q post. 5/5. Look to Twitter exactly this, my fellow Americans. The storm is upon us. Dot 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 dot. God bless Q. No Q. But wow, Shady Groove. Whoa. So
that post triggered them.
Okay, go ahead.
I said that post actually triggered them yesterday. I think what you're getting ready to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, that post is triggering them. And listen to that. I mean, so maybe we're actually looking for the president of the United States to say, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. But if you look to Twitter and what's happening today with Elon Musk taking it over, they've suspended trading until the deal's actually closed today, Shady. So exactly wow. This, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. I mean, what if it's the storm is going to be upon us, upon them anyways, with this post? I don't know, Shady. I'm just, you know, looking at things here and there. You know, what are your ideas? Go to my Truth Social. I'll drop the link here. Go there and let me know what you think. And maybe we'll talk about it on the next show, Shady.
Well, I think that that is a pretty interesting correlation whenever you're talking about five years, five days till the post 55. And right now we have Elon Musk came in to Twitter 2 days ahead of schedule, right before the scheduled buyout was supposed to be today on Friday, which would have been the five-year delta. But Elon was in there with the kitchen sink 2 days ago, making sure that everybody recognized that his presence was in the room. So very, very interesting, I think, with that post.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days ago.
3 days ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was on Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. Today's Friday.
That's 2 days.
Wednesday's a day.
No, Thursday's a day from Wednesday.
Okay. One. So 2 days ahead of schedule is what you're saying. So he was in Twitter 2 days. So 2 days ahead of schedule. And those are Q posts, by the way, guys. Let that sink right in as a Q post. And 2 days ahead of schedule is a Q post. You guys get that, right? Plus 5-5 if you guys get that. Boom. So Shady, they're really freaking out. Oh, and by the way, Stephanie Bell, we have a new winner. If you want to congratulate that winner. Why did I forget who that was? It was late last night. I was exhausted covering all this crap that's going on with True the Vote. So let's just talk about True the Vote real quick, Shady Groove. This is okay. True the Vote's Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg leaving federal court yesterday. Here they come behind these guys right here. It's Catherine. God bless you, Catherine. God bless you, Greg. That was Greg's beard. So there's a lot going on, guys. And, you know, a lot of people are like, what's really happening? We don't know what's going on. Well, Shady, I mean, it's basically contempt of court for not giving an informant's name and other individuals, their researchers. When he said the researchers, he didn't mean like Kaneko the Great, you know, us, you know, the authority. You know, he meant there's other people, there's other things happening. And, you know, you just can't divulge. And he's actually mentioned that on the show about the team of researchers he has. And I don't know how many it is. Yeah. I don't know anything else. I just know that he's got a team of researchers that are very skilled in cyber forensics. That's all I know. And that's all that was reported on the show. So, Shady, you know, wouldn't you think that that's actually a good thing? You know, to not mention people's names. I mean, you put these people in harm's way. This is not a game. True the Vote was listed in Donald J. Trump's January 6th message to the subpoena, you know, right? Letter to the to the J6 clown show. True the Vote's mentioned there. Melody Jennings, Clean Election USA, Trump or Mel, was truthed 8 times.
In a row.
You know, in a row. Yeah, in a row. And the last one had my video in it, so it was kind of like both of us in a way. But interesting, though, Shady, that, you know, there's something brewing. And, you know, timing is everything. I'm hoping, you know, we're praying for them. They've got until the 31st. So on Halloween, if they don't say the people's name, if they don't cure it because it's a contract and, you know, they've got to fix it, basically. They got to basically say the names of people that are actually helping protect our country. And, you know, we're going to go to Greg Phillips and read his. Go ahead, Shady.
Well, what I was just going to say there is reading through a little bit of it last night. It's very interesting, the judge's perspective. The judge in the case is claiming that he has the highest level of security clearance because he's a federal judge, and there's no reason that they shouldn't share the names with him. But it falls back to me thinking immediately, Jeff, I'm like, why can't Why is the evidence not what is being focused on? Why are the people what is being focused on here regarding this? Why are you so curious about getting this outed? We know what happened with the other FBI agent in the other court case. So why in the world does the evidence in front of you not make your decision instead of trying to hold someone in contempt for not telling you a name? It's just a very interesting tactic that this judge is using to specifically get the names. He's not interested in the information, it appears.
That's right. And how ridiculous. And this is Greg Phillips, his statement. Doing the right thing isn't always easy, but it's always right. We were held in contempt of court because we refused to burn a confidential informant or our researchers. We go to jail on Monday unless we comply. Hashtag Patriot Games at True the Vote.
What would you do? You know, ask yourself that question. Whenever you got the full weight of the federal government coming down on you to try to squeeze a name out of you, what would you do? And what is the end game? If he doesn't give them the name, how long are they, you know, how long are they going to lock them up for? What is the sentence for not doxing someone to a federal court? I wonder.
Then we got Catherine at True the Vote on True Social. We spoke truth today in court. I won't elaborate on it any further because you've no doubt seen the news. No matter what happens to us, do not take your eyes off midterms. Stay engaged. Continue to encourage people to vote. Serve where you can and keep faith always. We will keep you posted as we are able ever onward. Catherine Engelbrecht, hashtag vote, serve, pray.
Slings and arrows, my friends. You know, the slings and arrows continue. The lawfare continues. The constant barrage of moronicy towards the truth continues. They can't get their head around the idea that all of this information is housed in on a Chinese backbone in a foreign nation. Not even all of your election. Like, that's not the topic. That's not the subject. The subject is who told you that? Think about the dynamic of what we're looking at.
Right. It's crazy. And we got a little bit here. Let's just look at Ivory Hecker was there. She did a great job. Let's just watch a little bit of a recap as to what happened. She was in the courtroom yesterday.
He's like, well, I didn't fully at that time, but now he knows it is legit. When asked how he knows it's legit now, Greg Phillips said that the Los Angeles County recently accessed the same data. Los Angeles County told Greg Phillips that they accessed the exact same data. The matter in LA is in regards to the arrest of Eugene Yu, the CEO of Connec Election Software Company. This is his mugshot right there. Eugene Yu, he was actually born in China and went on to move to the United States in the 1980s, now runs an election software company. But why is he housing our data in China? I want to show you a copy of the lawsuit filed by Connec against True the Vote. Again, this lawsuit was filed before Eugene gets arrested. Eugene files this lawsuit back on September 12th, Connec versus True the Vote, Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht. You can see here it says, defendants True the Vote, its founder and president Catherine Engelbrecht and board member Greg Phillips, he's no longer a board member, by the way, have intentionally and repeatedly and recklessly attacked Connec and its founder, Eugene Yu, with defendants' unique brand of racism and xenophobia for their completely baseless claims that Connec, its founder, and employees are Chinese operatives who are spearheading a red Chinese communist op run against the United States, that Connec is tied to the Confucius Institute, which defendants say is part of the Chinese Communist Party, that Connec was the subject of a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation, that Connec obtained contracts with certain U.S. cities and county voting districts after bribing public officials, and that the Chinese Communist Party is somehow controlling the U.S. So in this lawsuit, Connick is suing True the Vote in part for defamation. And they are saying the defamation is based in racism because the CEO is a Chinese American. In court today, we heard that this alleged hacker who first discovered this vulnerability, he noted that the information connected on the information stored by Connect connected to China. What a great name for that company, Connect. They are connected to China. And so it was a Chinese server that this guy tapped into. So the story goes. So True the Vote is saying it's not, we don't care about the CEO's race. It is interesting that he just so happened to also be Chinese American. But they're saying this has nothing to do with trying to defame you guys or being racist against Chinese. This, you know, whistleblower found, you know, he found the vulnerability in a Chinese server. We have, in addition to their lawsuit associated with defamation, we have this request for a temporary restraining order. And the judge says he's granting that. I highlighted this part. The judge noted that there is an immediate and irreparable injury or harm that will be suffered by Connick if a temporary restraining order were not issued. Basically, if True the Vote is able, it decides to release all the data that it uncovered, that would be very damaging, not only to Connick, but the judge said today, we're talking about individual poll workers and their personal data that would be released, which would harm the poll workers. Nobody wants to get doxxed, right? Being doxxed is when your private information is posted online. But True the Vote argued in testimony today, and Greg Phillips, they said, look, we never obtained a copy of that data. We never received a copy. Greg looked at the data on a computer in a Dallas hotel room in January 2021, but he never took a copy. It was far too heavy of data. It was a huge data set. He's like, we don't even have a copy. We're not planning on releasing these people's personal information. We are trying to fortify elections and make sure that everyone's vote counts. That's kind of the main thing we're doing here. Nevertheless, the judge is trying to ensure that these people's personal information doesn't get released. What sort of personal information was on there? When interrogated in court today, Greg Phillips said he noted that the poll workers' social security numbers and bank information was part of the data that was being stored on Chinese servers. Now, if I go to work for a polling place on election day, I'm not trying. Why would I give the precinct my bank account information and social security number? They shouldn't have that information to begin with. When you're signing up to work a poll. So that raises more questions. Why on earth does Connick have that much detail on its poll workers anyways? But I was told by a private investigator that there were also serial numbers of machines in that data as well. Now, someone with the right technology having the serial number of machines could potentially tap into those machines and manipulate things. Now we're talking about whether your vote counts. So this is a very serious issue when the Chinese Communist government is the overseer of all of its citizens. You don't live a private life in China like we think we live in the United States. So the government, you better believe, in China is overlooking viewing its own servers. So why would we put our voter our trying to be careful with how I word things on YouTube so I don't get fired by YouTube. Why would we put pertinent election data on a Chinese server where the Chinese government can see and potentially mess with it? Okay. Again, YouTube, New York Times is covering it too, so relax. All right. Let me get into back into my notes. He doesn't know, Greg says he does not know the name of the person who accessed the data. I'm reading over the notes. Okay, so the matter in LA is one that Greg started. Okay, here we go. So if we do the, if we look over the timeline here, January 2021 is when anyone catches first wind that something is going on with Connect and its connection to China. Greg Phillips is the first to know about it. When the hacker tips off Greg, he drives straight to Houston and tells Catherine Engelbrecht, founder of True the Vote. This is the story he told in court today. They then tell their source to alert the FBI. Fast forward to 2022. And everyone has been working together with the FBI for 15, 16 months on this case. Greg, or Catherine, I guess it was Catherine who testified today saying that it, this summer, summer 2022, she gets a call from the FBI agent who goes by, what is this FBI agent's name? I'll get his name. Anyway, she gets a call. His name's Bobby Nguyen, or Wee Nguyen. He goes by either. Agent Nguyen calls Catherine and says, the DC Bureau of the FBI is on to this case. He is alarmed. Agent Nguyen is alarmed at how the DC Bureau is taking, you know, probing into this case, that the DC Bureau is probing into True the Vote, and basically that Catherine Engelbrecht should be concerned about the FBI potentially flipping the tables and going after True the Vote instead of going after Connect for its connection to China. He says, he tells her in this phone call that she may have to go nuclear and go public with the data because it appears DC Bureau of the FBI is after True the Vote for its investigation of Connect. That is when True the Vote decides we're going to take our agent's word for it. You know, this is the FBI in Texas. It's just so interesting to me because I've covered a lot of the FBI shenanigans. Apparently different bureaus have different takes on things. And here, one of the Texas bureaus of the FBI is calling out the DC Bureau to Catherine, saying, watch your back, DC, our DC buddies are after you. So she takes the nuclear option, as they said, and goes public. She does a get together called The Pit in July, I guess it was. She told this whole story today.
August.
It is where she discussed their findings and they talked about obtaining information about voter data being stored on Chinese servers. Then LA, Los Angeles County, gets involved. Greg Phillips today said that Los Angeles County reached out to him after that to get more information in regards to Connect and their findings. Los Angeles County is one of the major counties across America that contracts with Connect on its poll worker information. They wanted to make sure that their setup was okay. Turns out it was not at all. So that was July. Los Angeles County is doing its investigation. Then in September of this year, Connect sues True the Vote for defamation and computer hacking. Then in October this month, the CEO of Connect gets arrested by the LA County District Attorney's Office.
Imagine that.
For storing that information offshore, something they said they wouldn't do. Let me just show you guys the official press release from Los Angeles
so
County.
It can't be defamation so if it's
YouTube
true, right?
Doesn't get all correct. Scared that I'm putting things up. Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, October 4th, 2022, head of election worker management company arrested in connection with theft of personal data. The district attorney, Gascon, announced today that an executive with the Michigan-based company responsible for the software used in managing Los Angeles County election poll workers has been arrested as part of an investigation of the possible theft of personal identifying information of those poll workers. Connect then warned everybody, if you arrest our CEO this close to election day, November 8th, there is going to be chaos in every major county that works with Connect to put on elections. And I'm like, oh Lord, the plot thickens. Since when did Los Angeles County start caring about, you know, elections being secure? But now Connect is saying your elections are going to be extra insecure because you guys just dismantled our CEO and our entire companies in chaos. And we're in charge of making sure that your elections go smoothly. So now we'll have to see how elections go in these major counties in several counties in California, I think Missouri, Michigan, and I think Texas, maybe some other places. I don't have the full list of all the major cities that Connect works with. So the judge wanted to know, the judge and as well as the attorneys associated with Connect, they wanted to know who all, every person who has seen or been associated with that data breach. That is the main thing, because they want to make sure that everyone is identified who might potentially leak that stuff public. And Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht would not answer as to who everyone was. As you'll recall, I said three people were in that hotel room January 2021 in Dallas when Greg was first tipped off about Connect's connection to China. And they poured for 3 to 4 hours over the data on that computer in the hotel room. Primarily, Greg and the original hacker looked at it. But there was one more confidential informant in that room. Greg says that the person in that room is an FBI confidential informant. Both Greg, the hacker, and the third man were all FBI confidential informants. Apparently, Greg and the hacker are no longer confidential informants, so they can talk a little more freely. But Greg said, I am not going to release the identity of that third guy because he is still a confidential informant. And if I release his identifying information, it will put him in trouble with the cartels and others. It's literally what Greg Phillips said today.
Wow.
Not only that, but in verifying how the alleged hacker had breached this information, noted the vulnerability in Connect system, and hacked into the Chinese server to view Connect's data. The judge and the attorneys for Connect today wanted to know who all was working on verifying that the alleged hacker indeed looked at that data. They interrogated Catherine Engelbrecht about that, and she did not want to release the names of the people who worked on verifying that information. Those are staffers of Greg Phillips. Like I said, Greg is not an employee of True the Vote. He has his own company. And who was Greg's team? They asked today. And Catherine paused for a long time. She said she's deeply contemplating whether to say any names because she knows what happened to the original tipster when his name was released and that he's now in hiding. Then she said she's drawing a blank and can't remember the names. She said one first name and said, I don't know his last name. But these were people working with Greg's company. They were using, let me see if I can make this understandable for you.
Remember, she came home to give you the dump.
Something called Binary Edge to look at open source code and see when and where the alleged hacker had tapped in to the Chinese server to verify that he had indeed done that, I guess. And Catherine's argument was, why do you need the names of every staffer who used Binary Edge? Because Binary Edge is something that anyone, it's a public site that anyone can use. So it's not like these people looked at something that nobody else is capable of looking at. Yet the judge was not satisfied. The judge wanted to know the name of that third guy in that hotel room, and he wanted to know Greg Phillips' staffers. So the judge said, what if you just tell me privately, Greg? Just tell me. And Greg said, I just don't know if I can do that. That guy's a confidential FBI informant. I would have to check with the FBI. The judge was very bothered. I mean, the judge did not like these guys from the start. The judge had an attitude towards True the Vote and Greg Phillips. At one point, one of the True the Vote lawyers asked to use the bathroom and if they could put it on pause while he used the bathroom. And the judge says, we're not stopping anything for you. So the attorney stayed put and didn't go to the bathroom. So I want to just read you guys my notes from the end here. So the judge at the end said, look, I have the highest clearance in the nation, and you guys will not tell me this information. You know, you're saying the FBI doesn't want a federal judge to know this information?
Wow.
So the judge was disgusted. He said, yeah. Parties are in contempt of court, and if they don't cure it by 9 a.m. Monday, I will have U.S. Marshals ready for their arrest. So he's like, we'll be back in court on Monday. I expect these witnesses to be there, and they better cough up the names or they're getting arrested. One of the True the Vote attorneys then says, that time doesn't work. I'm not available at 9 a.m. Monday. The judge says, that's not my problem. That's a quote. The judge literally said, that's not my problem.
Wow.
The judge said there's no reason to hold things from him because he is a federal judge. So I guess the attorney's going to have to make himself available. But the judge at one point, a piece of paper was to be handed to Catherine Engelbrecht as the witness. So Catherine's attorney handed that to her. The judge then tells the attorney he's violating procedure. Catherine has a new attorney, and the judge is like, I don't know if you're not from Texas courts, but you better get with the program. You're violating procedure. At one point, the judge threatened to kick the True the Vote attorneys out of the room. The judge was just very combative with the attorneys, shouting over them, interrupting them. It was nuts. So I forgot to mention one thing at the beginning of the hearing. The attorneys started off saying, the True the Vote attorneys started off saying, we have an assistant district attorney for Los Angeles County on the line. He will speak on the record in court. They had him on the phone. And the judge says, look, I have nothing to do with that guy. I have nothing to do with Los Angeles County. I don't care. I'm not listening to some guy on the phone. And he shut that down. Now, the judge, you know, the attorneys for True the Vote kept trying to bring up this case that associated with the arrest of the CEO of Connect. Judge did not want to hear that. You know, he says that's a completely different case. Is it? Because I'm pretty sure it's the same case.
No, it's not.
But the judge kept saying, totally different case. I'm not going to hear from that source. Later on, when Greg Phillips was being interrogated and didn't have all the information that the Connec attorneys were asking for, he said, well, that information would have come from this assistant district attorney in LA that you guys didn't want to hear from. So it's a really interesting situation. And it's really interesting how much the judge wants to separate the arrest of the CEO of the company that is suing True the Vote for the allegations that the CEO was just arrested for.
There you have it. Boom. Ivory Hecker right there. I'm telling you right now, she nailed it. She was in the courtroom. Greg thanked her for it. I wanted to share it with you because there's a lot of confusion out there, Shady Groove.
There is a lot of confusion, and I think that she really was able to give you a very good articulate summation of what was going on out there. And again, we're presenting it to you. What do you think? Do you think that that's right? Do you think that that's fair? Do you think that that judge is acting appropriately or inappropriately, everybody? This is really, really getting big. It's getting hot. And I mean, like I said, again, I even before I saw that, I said it. They don't want to look at the information. They don't want to see. They know that if they see the information that gets it entered into court, then they don't have a lot of wiggle room. The judge is definitely, the judge being emotional should tell you something as well. There's no reason for a federal judge to be emotional. He's supposed to be a neutral arbiter of justice.
Absolutely. That's right. And that's it. Shady Groove, another day in the books. I forgot to mention one thing, guys. If you are wanting to carve a jack-o'-lantern, we actually have something going on right now. Let me find the actual post. I thought it was in here. Okay,
it's in Telegram. So here it
is. Yeah, I know. I had to scroll to find it.
scrolling.
Yeah, so thank you. Jack-O-Lantern Fest, Pumpkin Contest, categories MG, Patriotic, Spooky, Design, Paint, and Carve. I've seen Kiki is running this, and she's amazing. One of the mods. t.me/MG Jack-O-Lantern Fest. There will be a first, second, and third place to be announced. Please get them in by October the 30th, like midnight, October 30th. You got till then, and we'll announce the winners right here on the MG show on the 31st. Shady Groove, spooky. t.me/MG Jack-O-Lantern Fest. If you can remember that, you got the link. Thank you very much. Submit your pumpkin, Shady.
Nice. Well, guys, we got like 10 days, a little over 10 days, almost 11 days till the election. We need you guys to get up, get out, get active. I will be here live Sunday night, Q Lounge Live. Learn to read the map will be the name of the episode. And I think you might want to plug into it. We're going to go through the first 128 Q posts.
And I think that's fantastic. And, we'll talk about that. Shady, I can't wait. And what time is the Q Lounge Live Sunday right here on rumble.com/MG show? What time?
8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. Much love, Patriots. Keep your powder dry and keep fighting the deep state. We'll be here back on
Monday. God bless you, Shady. The Mighty 200. I love you, brother. Love you all.
With a mighty 200. It's just ordinary people like you and me, voicing an opinion, only to be singled out shamefully, targeted by political, accused of being Russian bots, and then kicked off social media with orange X through their avatars. The only Russians I say hey are the Silicon Valley Russian czars, drinking vodka martinis served with Russian caviar, driving the fancy sports cars, smoking Cuban cigars, eating tuna tartar, liberal fascist Democrats who act like Russian oligarchs. With a mighty 200, with a mighty 200, 200 strong. With a mighty 200, what's it that I'm giving you, trying to make a difference, ain't nothing wrong. With a mighty 200, 200 strong. With a mighty 200, to the left inside you, we got no voice anymore. With a mighty 200. James Woods, Alex Jones, it doesn't matter who you are. Laura Loomer, Candace Owens, Michelle Malkin, even Louis Farrakhan. Free speech is free speech and it's never to be trampled on. The liberal left, police state, fascists took censorship way too far. With a mighty 200. With a mighty 200, 200 strong. With a mighty 200, with a fitted Nazi fascism in a second world war. With a mighty 200, 200 strong. With a mighty 200, I tell the Democrats brought it back right through our front door. It's like a liberal indoctrination with imagination. The way they turn the battle of the sexes into a gender-neutral confrontation, temptation. To spread this information, and you think Politico was really a Russian driver affiliation. So here's my interpretation of the situation. Hillary Clinton did her very best. My father impersonation is a manifestation. Dumbing down information as we leave the balance of our future in the hands of this next generation. With a mighty 200. With a mighty 200, 200 strong. With a mighty 200, talking light about the world we do not belong. With a mighty 200, 200 strong. With a mighty 200, we're standing by a political crowd in the eyes of the law. With a mighty 200, 200 strong. With a mighty 200, we're going with censorship way too long. With a mighty 200, 200 strong. With a mighty 200, there was peace they tried to reach that we're all fighting for. With a mighty 200.
www.mg.show. Boom.